This is the Rich Eisen Show.
They have facial recognition everywhere.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I walked in and I put on a mask.
No. Just to walk through?
It was a wise move, right?
Wise move.
Earlier on the show, Seahawks wide receiver Tyler Lockett from the Showtime drama Your Honor, actor Bryan Cranston, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tom Curran. Coming up, Bucks wide receiver Mike Evans. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. I just had a major scare. I thought we were supposed to fix this thing. On Twitter, I just saw Mel Brooks trending.
Yeah.
The hell's going on here? Because it's not his birthday. We still need a tweet of basically, if you're trending, well, you're still cake. Alive. Can we just have like a still alive thing?
Cake. Do something.
Still alive.
At any rate, he's just announcing that History of the World Part 2 is coming out.
Yes. Oh.
Come on.
I mean, what about that?
Took a long time, but it's about time. When's the last time you saw History of the World?
Never seen it.
Oh, my goodness.
It is.
You ever see it?
Yeah, years ago. I haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I've seen it, but years ago.
That is one of the movies I quote.
Well, I mean, you had to be careful quoting stuff from it because day and age, you can't say anything of those anymore.
Oh, Blazing Saddles, you just can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Blazing Saddles is like, that's...
That but anyway, he's
that's,
okay.
That's racial recognition.
History of the World Part 2 is a four-night event. Streaming on March 6th on Hulu, which you can get right here on Roku. So, Hulu. Anyway, Mel Brooks is alive. Thank God for that.
You know what I do,
Protect
Rich?
Protect him at all costs.
Yes. Whenever I see someone's name, I just immediately go, make my mind go.
Go to a dark spot.
Yeah. No. I don't go to a dark spot. I'm like, oh, what are they doing? It used to be like fearful. I've just trained myself to. I see Ric Flair's name trending. I don't think anything bad. I'm like, oh, what's Ric Flair doing today?
Anytime I see LeBron trending, I just think Skip Bayless must have said something stupid about him.
Well, there's probably a good chance of that.
How about the multiple overtimes downtown and the downtown hoops dojo last
embarrassingly
night?
Embarrassingly complaining to the officials.
Yeah, I mean, does LeBron complain more about officiating more than any all-time great?
Yes.
Come on now.
No, we had that talk this morning. Yes. I told him Kobe, Tim Duncan, those two guys in their entire 40-year combined career never committed one foul.
I'm embarrassed
if you watch
for
them
LeBron.
React.
He is. You could say he's a little more operatic about it, you know?
I mean, he's never committed a foul in his life, and everything is against him. It's like, come on, bro. Your top two all time.
Well, Luka took care of business last night in the long run. Last night,
the refs had a bad night last night in L.A., but Luka was awesome.
Well, so then LeBron did have right to complain.
Well, it's got to be one or the other,
don't you think?
According to his argument,
don't you think?
No, the calls that LeBron was complaining about.
Woj just reported that Jokic might not play tonight. As you know, he is the straw that stirs my fantasy drink.
You said something yesterday.
There goes my drink. Trip to
that
the
I want to kind of push back a little bit on.
Yes.
Well, if it was yesterday or the day before, you were talking about Crown Vic, Victor Wembanyama, and you said he made, and this might have just been hyperbole, but you said he made Giannis look pedestrian. And I'm shocked. I can't, like, there's not a player on God's green earth that makes Giannis look pedestrian.
It's a figure of speech, TJ.
People take what you say to heart. So there's someone at home thinking that.
Or are you sitting there thinking?
No, because I know. Because remember, I'm the one who told you shouldn't not want to trade Giannis.
I know. I'm not. It's a figure of speech that somebody who's taller than Giannis, okay, and has a body type, one would say, no longer similar because Giannis is bulked up.
Giannis is jacked.
But
Giannis entered the league. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I need to be careful. I need to be careful here.
Careful.
I mean, I need to be more literal, I guess. And that the moves that he makes, the way that he, for instance, dribbles between his legs with ease.
Shoots threes.
And shoots threes. It makes Giannis look pedestrian. When Giannis clearly is not pedestrian. Even when he's walking, you can't even refer to him as a pedestrian. That's how special he is. How's that? Is that okay?
That's better. I thought you were done like disparaging Giannis, and then
I'm
it just seemed like I'm you were
out
back on it.
I'm out on not trading for Giannis, and I'm out on the Las Vegas Raiders being a team that could beat the Chiefs in a division. So I'm out on those. The two worst takes I've had in the history of this show. There will not be a third.
Well,
there will not be a third as bad as those two.
I don't think you can say
guarantee you that. What do you mean? How could I say that?
You just know. You never know what the future might hold.
That's true. You never know what takes.
I should.
You don't know.
Again, as a Michigan man, a fellow Michigan man, I should know from Jim Harbaugh that one never knows what the future holds.
Right.
Although I did see the school president of Michigan saying that they had productive conversations.
What does that mean?
That means that we're willing. I mean, the productive conversations means, hey, we're willing to revisit a 5-year deal that we just had. You signed last year. I mean, who re-signs? Who tears up contracts with 4 years left on it?
When you go to back-to-back Final Fours.
Well, I'm not saying it's impossible to do.
Rich, let me ask you this. As a Michigan super fan, let's just say, I'm not trying to start anything, but let's just say Harbaugh would leave, right?
Yes.
Is there anyone that you, as just the ultimate fan of this program,
yes,
someone that you have in mind that you'd be like,
no,
all right, I would love to.
I do not have one in mind.
No?
I don't. I mean, I don't want to think about it, and I haven't spent any time thinking about it. No. I mean, you heard Bruce Feldman say they would look internally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who else there might be. I honestly don't. He's the perfect guy for it. He's the ultimate Michigan man. He was coached by Bo. He can go try and do his best to chase down, you know, Bo's records. You know, maybe not total wins, but conference championships, Rose Bowls. Although these days you don't want to play in a Rose Bowl. That means you missed the college football playoffs.
That's a good point.
Unless the Rose Bowl is part of it. But at any rate. No, I haven't thought about it. Anything else you want to get off? Like as a third one. Like, you know. All right.
You know, I'm just, you know, making small talk.
You're just trying to delay the inevitable, which is a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers calling into this show. Mike Evans calling in 13 minutes time. And he doesn't make these phone calls.
I know.
He does not make phone calls to radio shows. He doesn't do this. He only does it for us. You know why?
Because we're special?
We're special, yeah. Can confirm. Are you ready, Christopher? This is a big what's more likely. We do this every Friday.
Let's go.
But it's super wild card weekend. Wile E. Coyote. Super genius.
Super
wild card weekend edition of what's more likely.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Okay, here we go. Wild card weekend version. What do you got?
We got one for each matchup, guys.
There's six of them.
There's six. So we got six. There's six games.
Wow.
Breaking news. There's
six
games.
You've done mad work.
These were tough to come up with, to be honest. All right, what's more likely? How about quarterback to be their team starter next year? 2023.
Geno or Purdy. I
like Geno or Brock
Look
Purdy.
Look at you.
Geno or Brock Purdy.
Look at you. Look at you. Gosh. I'm going to go Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy to me.
Brock Purdy.
Come on.
Brock Purdy's going to take this thing to the Super Bowl.
Come on.
If Brock Purdy is picking confetti out of his hair in the state of Arizona, he is absolutely the starter next year, and I think that is more likely to happen
than what?
Than the Seahawks just running it back with Geno when they have the fifth overall pick. Okay?
Are they going to take Will Levis and start him over Geno?
I have no idea. You're asking me what's more likely. That's the construct.
That is what I'm asking.
And I think the Niners go on such a run that it's Purdy's gig. You know, and then they trade Trey Lance to the Jets so they could have two of the top three picks in that draft play for them. I don't know. I'm going really off the board here. What else you got over there, Chris?
Okay, next up, Chargers Jaguars. Now, this question might have been, your answer might have been a little different before we got the Mike Williams news. Which team has the best chance to upset the Chiefs, Chargers or Jaguars?
Oh, I'd go Chargers. I'd go Chargers.
Without Mike Williams?
Well, Mike Williams could be back there. I don't know. By 2 weeks from now, it's unlikely, from what we're hearing, with a fractured back, suffered in a meaningless game. But I would take a team that's played big games in Arrowhead before, and plays against this team, you always choose a division opponent over a team outside of the division that's young and is still getting their huggies dropping in a playoff game. And I understand those teams can be dangerous, but I would go with the Chargers on that respect. But I don't think they're making it. I am going to choose the Jacksonville Jaguars on game day morning tomorrow, by the way, at noon Eastern time, 4.5 hours. Fold that little promo into what's more likely. What else you got over there?
4.5 hours.
Yes, sir. 4.5 hours Saturday, 4 on Sunday. As I say it, my left eye is twitching.
All right, first game on Sunday, Dolphins and Bills in Buffalo. What's more likely, guys? The Dolphins grind it out, keep it within a score, or Bills steamroll?
Steamroll.
Three touchdown plus win.
This is a steamroll. It's a steamroll, bro. It's a steamroll.
I agree.
I mean, I watched that 9-6 Dolphins win over the Jets because deep down, I hate myself.
Masochist? That's a masochist, right?
Deep down, I was. It's called a football. It's called watching the Jets the last 3 weeks is called football self-flagellation. Look it up.
Just beating yourself?
Okay.
My gosh.
I don't hear that on the red zone.
It is, yeah.
Self-flagellation?
Because the Jets aren't on the red zone, because you have to be in the red zone to be on the red zone. Don't get me started.
All right, next up.
Chris, let's get him started.
Middle game on Sunday. Giants-Vikings. What's more likely? Saquon goes for 125 and a touchdown and a Giants upset. Or Double J goes off 150 and a touchdown.
Saquon.
Really?
Notes to game day morning. Producers, again, I'm taking the Giants in this one, too.
You're crazy. Oh.
Okay. You know what? If there was a Rich Eisen show back in the day, I know the exact time because Susie was pregnant with Xander going to the Super Bowl where the helmet catch occurred. You're crazy, Rich. The Giants are going to go on a run.
Years?
The Giants are going on a run, really? Coughlin and that team?
You think this Giants team is as good as that one?
I am not saying that.
Okay.
What I am saying is the Giants have been known to go on playoff runs when least expected. If Daniel Jones looks like Eli and sounds like Eli, maybe he can play like Eli in the playoffs. Who knows? I'm taking them. Saquon doing it to the Vikings. Justin Jefferson doing it to the Giants can equally happen. I'd say actually what's more likely is both of those things happen, but the Giants still win. What else you got over there?
Rich, do you know who the Bengals' backup quarterback is?
I do not. Should I know? Why should I even know this?
Was he at my birthday party 1 year?
His name is Brandon Allen. Why do I bring up Brandon Allen?
Who is a quarterback who's never been in my kitchen?
What's more likely? Higher total in the game on Sunday night, Bengals-Ravens. Mark Andrews receptions or Brandon Allen pass attempts because Joe Burrow is resting in the fourth quarter because this game is such a blowout.
Mark Andrews receptions. The disrespect is real, sir. Oh. The Ravens are going to show up
with a third string quarterback.
I get it.
Perhaps.
But they
Huntley
still
could play.
Hey, man, did you see the first sack force fumble of David Ajabo's career?
No.
It happened last week on Joe Burrow in Cincinnati in a game that was getting out of hand that the Ravens actually made a game out of.
Okay.
What else you got over there, Chris?
All right, last one. Monday night, TJ. Who's playing on Monday again? I forget.
Diversity.
Uh-huh.
Cowboys and Buccaneers. What's more likely, the Cowboys end Tom Brady's career or Brady ends McCarthy's reign in Dallas?
Boy, you've just really gone next level. You've mixed overreaction Monday with what's more likely Friday.
It's super wild card.
I don't think Brady's career is over, and I don't think a loss actually means the end of Mike McCarthy in Dallas. How does that sound?
That's not how the game
plays. You can't do that. You can't do that.
You got to pick one.
Yeah.
It's what's more likely.
Then what's more likely is Brady ends Mike McCarthy's reign in Dallas. Because I think the Buccaneers are winning this game, and it's not because Mike Evans is about to call this program. Note to game day morning producers. I'm taking Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in this one, too, which I imagine we'll be picking on Sunday's show. Yes, that's the way I'm choosing it.
6 hours on Sunday?
No, that's 4 hours. And now my right eye is twitching. Yeah. So that's 4 hours Sunday, 4.5 hours on Saturday. And scene. Great. What's more likely, everybody? All right, let's take a break. Come back. Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will join us on this program. I last saw him in Munich. What do you love? What's so funny?
I don't know why that's
what's
funny.
So funny? That's what's called funny a fact.
About? What's funny about it?
My goodness.
What's
going on over there in the corner?
I'm laughing with you.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast, where each week we watch every episode of Smallville, a show that changed our lives forever and perhaps your lives too. I'm Michael Rosenbaum.
Hello, I am Tom Welling.
What was the sign off now?
Always remember Talkville.
That's it. Always hold on to Smallville, folks.
We love you. Couldn't do it without you. We've got a great season 2 coming up.
Catch up with season 1 or start season 2 on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, the Rich Eisen Show radio network is powered by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We're going to get our friend Mike Evans in about 10 minutes' time, we're told, coming off the practice field for the Monday night Super Wild Card Weekend finale. Now, this happens every year before the playoffs, so let's hit it now while we have some time, which is the concept of playoff experience. And Brian Daboll, who is up for Coach of the Year, I would say he's got an excellent chance winning Coach of the Year.
Did a great job.
Along with Kyle Shanahan, who's got his team in the 2 seed with 3 starting quarterbacks. You could also include, obviously, Sirianni. You could also throw Doug Peterson in this mix. Also, Sean McDermott. One would say he's had to coach in circumstances nobody ever has. So, or at least in the last 50 years in the NFL. So, this is Brian Daboll talking about his team and playoff experience and what it might mean to go into Minnesota with a bunch of guys who've never really done it before.
I've been in so many different situations. You know, the first year that I was part of a Super Bowl, the quarterback didn't have any playoff experience there at New England. Some of the guys did, some didn't. You know, we had some experience at Buffalo. We, lost. You know, I think it's really, really what you make out of it, Jordan, is the experience probably is overrated, to be honest with you. It's how you prepare, how you practice, and ultimately how you play the game and coach the game on whatever day it is. I've been around a lot of different teams that had varying levels of experience, some a lot, some a little, some, not much. I know someone mentioned Malcolm Butler. You know, I think really what matters is taking advantage of your opportunities when they come and playing a good football game and coaching a good football game. I don't know if that answers your question, but I really think it's an overrated thing.
Okay, I've got my computer here, so I'm going to go to Google. Who was the quarterback in New England when Brian Daboll first went to this? Okay.
Yeah, got it.
Oh.
He's actually the quarterback with the most playoff experience going into these playoffs. 47 playoff games for Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brian Daboll has 5 rings with New England.
Let's do the math here. Every other quarterback with playoff experience going into these playoffs. Josh Allen is got 6. Mahomes got 11. Mahomes second place with 11. Josh Allen with 6. Prescott, Burrow, and Cousins with 4 previous playoff games apiece. And Jalen Hurts with just 1 playoff game experience last year in losing at Tom Brady. Right. So let's do it. 11 plus 10, that's 21, plus 8, that's 29, and then one more.
30.
And Brady's got 47.
I mean,
Been around a long time.
But you could see the rest of the quarterback group that you see has no experience at all.
Zero.
Keep that in your mind's eye as we go into these playoffs as to what matters and what doesn't.
I think that matters.
But what experience does?
For quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Unless you were Tom Brady in your first career Super Bowl, right?
Again, outlier. One of one.
Do you think Brock Purdy's an outlier?
It also helped that there was a rule in place that if you take a ball and instead of throwing it, you bring it down to your body, that's called an incomplete pass.
They won the week before.
I know. I get it. Trust me. Last thing I'm doing is doing anything to denigrate Tom Brady because you know how I feel. I'm not just saying that because we say hello now to one of the best to ever do it, certainly in Tampa. He is joining us right here on the Rich Eisen Show in advance of Super Wild Card Weekend, which he and his Buccaneer mates will finish up in front of the whole country, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Our friend Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back on the show. How you been, Mike?
What's up, Rich? I've been great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Last time I saw you, I was freezing my ass off on the sideline watching you practice in Germany. That's what I was doing.
I was right there with you, my guy. I enjoy that.
That was, by the way, we haven't spoken since then. That game was lifetime memory for me. That was unbelievable. Walk me through your experience in that one, Mike, that day.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. In the London experience, I didn't really take full advantage of it.
Right.
And, like, go into it with a good mindset. But this time around, you know, I'm getting later in my career, I'm getting older, and I'm just appreciating things. And it was a great atmosphere. Never seen nothing like it. Felt like we were like at like a soccer game, like how like all the chants, they were drinking those beers.
Mm-hmm.
It was getting faded like the whole game, stood up the whole game. No, it was an unbelievable experience. I know I talked about the field being bad, but, you know, aside from that, you know, it was a good game, good exciting game, and great atmosphere.
Did you, after that game in any film session, Mike, give Tom Brady pointers on high pointing a football? Mike, did that ever happen after that?
Nah, I don't give him any critiques at all.
Not even – come on, though. This is your lane, is catching footballs and high pointing 50-50 balls. You know what I mean? Like, that's what
– No, I gave him a pass. Like I said, the field was a little slippery, so he just slipped.
All right. That's all we're going to do. Of course. That was wild. I had to call that one. I'm like, that's the last thing I was expecting was Lombardi Lenny putting one up for Brady. You know, that was wild. But it was an incredible game. I'll never forget it. I will never forget it. How would you, Mike Evans, term this year for you? What words would you place to your regular season of 2022, Mike?
Adversity and, you know, being division champs.
Let's hit the adversity. What's the adversity? What's the adversity you were talking? I can pretty much pick it up, but I'd like you to put into words what you mean by adversity, if you don't mind.
I mean, just not, you know, underachieving, you know, what we wanted to do in the regular season. You know, and obviously everybody's seen it. You know, we went from being one of the best offenses in the league to, you know, being bottom tier. And, you know, that just wasn't our standard this year. But, you know, with all that being said, we were still able to punch our ticket to the dance and, you know, have our best offensive performance when we needed it most. So hopefully we can continue that.
Right. And so punching your ticket to the dance on that day against Carolina, did you wake up dangerous that day, Mike? I mean, what happened on that day for you, you know?
I did feel really good that day, but – you know, I feel good most game days, you know, whether I'm injured or not.
Right.
If I'm available to play, I'm feeling good enough. So, you know, I was feeling good, and I knew I was going to have a lot of opportunities this game with the coverages they play. And me and Tom took advantage.
And you tell me the story of the Carolina jersey you showed up in, the Jordan jersey that you showed up in on that
day. Well, I love basketball, and I love wearing retro jerseys or current NBA player jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wear baseball jerseys, too. Shout out Aaron Judge. But
great shout out. I'm with you.
So, yeah, Rod Christopher Godwin, one of my good friends, he had me for Secret Santa this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows me well, so he knows I like that kind of stuff. And he got me you know, the crispy Michael Jordan throwback college jersey, North Carolina jersey, and it was looking good in that closet, so I put it on, and I wore it to the game, and it was a great piece.
And you played like you played like Jordan had the flu that day, man. So, but did it strike you that okay, this is Carolina Day? I'll take it out. I'll take it out of the closet and let's go. Did that hit you, or did you just like the jersey? Is that what happened?
Well, I was gonna wear it to the next home game after I got the gift. So we played in Arizona, and you know I don't really wear anything to away games. Sometimes I do, but I was gonna save it for the next home game, and it so happened to be, you know, Carolina Panthers.
Okay. Follow-up questions here, Mike. If it was Secret Santa, how do you know it was Godwin who gave it to you? I don't understand that.
They tell you after.
Oh, they tell you after.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a Michigan education, man.
Well, you're around Brady. Okay, so who did you have? And what did you get that guy? Who did you have in the Secret Santa?
All right. I got Julio Jones, and it's hard to get somebody that has more money than you. Something. But I got him something nice. You can ask him what I got him. I'll let him.
Oh, okay. All right.
It wasn't nothing. It wasn't as good as the or as thoughtful as the jersey, though.
Okay.
I'll say that. Right. Maybe more expensive.
I have to go with a mystery right there. All right. Very good. Mike Evans here on the Rich Eisen Show. So then, what can you attribute the year of gear grinding and now taking it into the playoffs? I mean, can you safely say whatever was inconsistent in your offense is a switch that you flipped off, and that was a flip on of a switch in week 17, and we're going to see that in week 19? Mike Evans, what do you think?
Yeah, obviously the whole year, penalties and turnovers, can't win like that. I mean, early in the year, we started off good with turnovers, and then, you know, midway through, you know, they started to creep up on us. And that's not our brand of football. That's not what we talk about. So we tightened up on that later on, and it helped us. And hopefully, you know, when our back's against the wall, you know, we'll be a smart, physical, tough team and you know, a hard team to beat in the playoffs.
Okay. What is Brady's message? Has he delivered one? Does he need to? Obviously, this is not your first playoff rodeo with him, but under the circumstances, Monday night, Dallas, this being the year, everybody's wondering if Brady's going to stop playing, period, or for the Bucs. I mean, you hear all the narratives, Mike. Has he said anything to the team that you can share yet?
I mean, he always talks and says the same thing. I mean, just you know, go out there and give it your all. And we prepare like crazy. I mean, that's just what it is. Just always prepare and just go out there and give it your all.
And so
he says week in, week out.
He says that week. So the message is doesn't change for the playoffs with him and you?
No, it's the same.
Okay. Stay consistent. All right. What have you learned about Brady and playing with him for 3 years that you didn't know going in when he first arrived? You got a good story on that, Mike Evans, with you and Brady together?
I really don't. He's everything I expected. Like how he prepared. Like I hear the stories like everybody else, mm-hmm. and you know, get to see it firsthand. It's absolutely true. Hardest worker, ultimate teammate, ultimate competitor. I mean, I see it all, and I understand. Like, it's a reason why he's the greatest to ever do it, and, you know, I'm very blessed to have this opportunity to play with him.
Okay, and, you know, in the fact that you never know what happens in the future with his future, period, with the team, you catch a touchdown from him in this game, you still going to flip it in the stands, Mike? Or, I mean, you have any sense of, you know, holding on to these things, or what do you got for me on that one, Mike?
I don't know. It just depends on how I'm feeling. Depends on how, you know.
What do you mean?
You never know. It gets emotional out there. And you just, things right. happen fast.
But you seem to grab it and then hand it off every time, or flip it up in the stands. Am I wrong? Am I seeing? It seems like I'm doing.
Well, this year I did it like once or twice this year.
Okay. You know,
I didn't have any touchdowns this year either.
One year you made somebody season tickets and like $100,000 in Bitcoin or whatever. I mean, you're it's like. You were like Secret Santa to the fans, you know, with these footballs.
I know, and I was totally by accident, but, I mean,
okay,
you know, good for that guy.
All right. All right, so walk me through kickoff Monday night. What's going through your mind, Mike Evans? Just walk me through that, and I'll let you go on the rest of your weekend. Give me an idea. Cowboys, Monday night, it's crowds going crazy. Cammons have fired. Brady's LFG'd the people in the corner. Everything. What do you got for me? What's going to happen,
Mike? I just feel excitement. I feel excitement, and you know, we know what to do. Like, when you prepare, you get excited. I don't really have much nerves. I just get really excited and just appreciative, like, for the opportunity just to be out there and see all those fans, like, even people rocking my jersey. It's just an unbelievable feeling that you can't really explain. But definitely a lot of gratitude and just appreciation and just excitement.
Well, I mean, for you, is there any extra being from Texas and Texas A&M that it's the Dallas Cowboys you're going against, Mike, at all?
Nah, it doesn't. I mean, I grew up, I used to like Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, but, you know, my favorite team was always the Colts growing up.
Is that right? Why is that?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, Peyton Manning's my favorite player.
Okay. All right. Does he know that?
I thought you knew me, Rich.
But well, Mike, no offense. No offense. That was
not all good.
No, I mean, now I know you better. I had no idea Peyton Manning was your guy. Do you know who my guy was growing up, Mike?
Who's that?
See, you don't know me either. I knew you.
John Elway?
No, Joe Namath.
Got that I'm playing with.
Joe Namath. I'm 53.
Oh, Broadway Joe?
Yeah, that's right.
He's a cool guy.
That's right. I always thought I would wear mink, but that never happened. But yeah, so Peyton's your guy, and the Cowboys really that there's no.
I mean, I'm from Texas, so we should see them and the Texans on TV a lot.
Okay.
Well, I used to see the Texans because I'm from the Houston area,
right,
Galveston. So I used to see them a lot, and then I got to see, you know, Peyton because he was in their division.
Okay,
so that was cool.
All right, there you go.
Didn't have the NFL Red Zone back then or Sunday Ticket.
Okay. Well, you know, as you mentioned, Michael Irvin being one of your favorites, Mike, you could make him very, very depressed on Monday night. you could put him in the tank. You really can. You know that, though.
He does love the Cowboys, but he won't be depressed. He has his rings. He can live with that. You know, he'll be hurt, and he still has pride for his team, but he'll be all right.
Okay.
He rocks with me, too, so he'll be happy to see me, you know, going to the next round.
Okay. Because, you know, you're not a member of the 88 club, but Kurt Warner wears 13. You're a member of his club. So, and you can make him happy because Michael being upset makes Kurt very happy. I'll be very honest with you, Mike. So you got that working for you. So
I love Kurt, man.
We do, too. I love him, too. All right, Mike Evans, this was fun. See, you don't do this a lot. Why don't you talk more? People want to hear from you.
Probably my last one for a long time. Thanks for getting me on here.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Mike Evans. Good to chat with you again. Go ball out. Look forward to chatting down the line whenever you want.
All right, my man.
Take care. Right back at you. Right back at you. That's Mike Evans. This NFL postseason, every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free. This game, the wild card round.
Let's go.
The divisional round. The AFC and NFC championship games. The Pro Bowl games.
Yes.
Super. Yes. Or, yes, one more, hit it one more time.
Super.
Bowl 57.
Hey.
Yes.
Is that our workaround?
Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. Ooh. Mike Evans.
Oh, that game is going to be.
He just doesn't talk much. He's just not going to.
He's a quiet Texas kid.
He's just like,
man.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come up. I'm going to put on my Jordan jersey, and I'm going to catch for 200 yards with anybody. But everybody's talking about I haven't done it in like 3 months. Not a lot of introspection.
No.
See ball, catch ball. Flip ball to fan and stands, make that person $100,000 in Bitcoin.
That's probably sure. Not worth
it. And a season ticket holder.
30.
Yeah, I just not going. Yeah.
I am so jacked up.
That is.
Well, we got a whole weekend.
This whole weekend.
We got games tomorrow. We got two tomorrow. We got
I'm aware
three
of that.
Sunday.
I'm doing 8.5 hours of pregame
and
show.
And then, boom, we come back, do a show Monday,
that's
game
a
that
show.
Night.
That's a show.
I mean, what are we? This is the best.
The best.
We are waiting.
He's freaking out. He's freaking out.
I can't say. Is he freaking out?
He's freaking out.
Internally. TJ doesn't wear no. emotion on his face.
Let's talk it out.
Let's talk it out. Okay, let's talk it out.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break.
And I got a top five when we come back.
You do?
Oh.
Hey. Look at us.
And sneaky good games.
Look at us.
Let's go.
Look at us.
Look at us.
I feel like the Paul Rudd gif. Yeah. Look at us.
Look at us. Code 2.
Who'd have thought it? Not me.
Code 2.
Not me. Code 2. Code 2 Rich coming back.
Call Kevin.
You can listen to the NFL on the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. For our radio audience, we just showed a clip on our Roku side from 6 years ago today when I paid off a fantasy football bet, having lost in the final to Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains. We've been in the league that long.
We've been in the league since 2016, actually.
Wow.
The year before that.
Well, at any rate, I was wearing the rig of, Lexi Fox.
Lexi Fox from Steel Panther.
Steel Panther, right. At any rate. And one of the fans who called in to give me grief was Alan Houston. Not so long ago. He's now Alan Dallas. He joins us here on the program. How are you doing, Al? Thanks for calling in.
That is remarkable.
Not great.
I mean,
you had no idea.
I just literally called in.
You could say, when somebody asks you, hey, what were you doing 6 years ago today? None of us have changed.
None of us have changed.
No, we're frozen in time like a caveman.
That is remarkable. It takes a lot of chutzpah.
There you go. Bro, I think your team wins Sunday. What do you think?
Listen, it's playoff time. It's playoff football. Playoffs. And we are, I think we have a good opportunity. We should have won the game the last time, but it's all going to fall on the shoulders of Daniel Jones.
No question.
I mean, it just is. If he decides that he's going to throw the ball accurately and lead receivers instead of behind, if he's going to pick and choose his spots when to run, we could beat this team. I mean, they're scary offensively, but if we keep their offense off the field and stay on the field, we can win the game.
He wins this game last 4 years that led everybody to think he's the wrong guy, crazy to even think about re-signing him. The Giants absolutely were right for not picking up his fifth-year option. All's forgiven, right? Winning this game.
Who's the president of that club, Richie?
You.
Yeah, so let's go. I mean, all's forgiven, you know? All is forgiven. I'm Catholic. We ask for forgiveness, not permission. So let's go. All's forgiven.
Al in Dallas. That's the perfect setup about these playoffs. Perfect setup.
Don't talk about it. Playoffs?
Exactly. What can be made out of playoffs? You got a top five list, Chris?
Top five.
I have no idea what it is. You need NFL films music?
Films music.
What do you got? Go for it.
I said it yesterday, Rich. You probably forgot. Top five quarterbacks under the most pressure this playoffs.
Hit it.
Top five quarterbacks under the most pressure. Number five, Tom Brady. As if the GOAT could have pressure on him. It has not been the greatest season for Tampa. Only two games this year scoring over 30 points. As we just heard Mike Evans talk, the offense has been a great disappointment and a lot riding on the line for Tom. Is this his final game ever? Is he going to give it one more playoff go? Will he be back in a new spot? Miami, Las Vegas, New England. Will he be back somewhere next year? We don't know. All pressure on the GOAT, number five. Number four.
You just made the list.
Talked about this guy a lot in the preseason. A lot of people had him MVP. They thought his team could make a run. Justin Herbert. It's his first ever playoff game. Let's see what he's got. We've been waiting all these years to see Herbert on this kind of stage. He gets lost kind of out here on the West Coast. It's Herbert. He's playing in Florida. Let's go. Justin, the stage is yours tomorrow night. Number three, he was the preseason MVP for everybody also. Vegas had him. This team was a Super Bowl favorite. Josh Allen. We got to see it. No more dumb 13 seconds and all this crap. Like, go out there and dominate and win the Super Bowl, Josh Allen. All eyes on you.
You just made the list.
Number two, our good friend Al just called in. This is the quarterback he's facing. Kirk Cousins, let's see what you got. You had a great season this year. 13 wins. You got a home game. Let's see it, man. Go out there and ball. I don't want to see primetime Kirk Cousins. I want to see 1 p.m. Sunday Cousins on Sunday. Go out there and do what you do. Win the game in convincing fashion. Number one.
We all know it.
The quarterback under the most pressure.
Rhymes with Zach.
His name is Dak Prescott.
Yes, that's his name.
He is under the most pressure.
No question.
This playoffs, without question, I don't even need to say why.
Top five list from Chris Brockman, everybody.
Was I yelling? I felt like I was yelling.
That's okay.
It was good.
You got into it.
I was excited.
It's when I go home time. This is it.
This is it. This is it.
Thoughts?
I don't think Tom Brady is under any pressure at all.
But who would you put five? That's what I mean. There was really nobody else.
Purdy. I mean, Brock Purdy's got a lot riding on him.
Wait, he's Mr. Irrelevant. He has no pressure.
Please. It's time. You know, I mean,
pressure. He's got a lot of pressure. He's got a team that everyone thinks is going to
pressure. The whole idea of pressure is always from our point of view, the media. We're the ones who apply pressure. Are they hearing the pressure? Because we're putting on the pressure. You want to talk about internal pressure? You got him. You got Tyler Huntley. You know, like these are like there are locker rooms depending on your performance and families and men. And
if Lamar Jackson was playing, he'd be on this list.
So.
I got to say that Brock Purdy has to be feeling pressure because unlike Dak, who many people don't believe in Dallas, because why would you? People believe the 49ers are good enough to win the Super Bowl, and he is the only question mark on that
team. Skylar Thompson. They can seriously sit here and go, my gosh, I'm starting a playoff game, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to be there, so it's like, you know.
I want to finish up here by talking about this weekend. We're finally here. It's the winter go home time. Every single week, week to week, week to week, week to week, what's going to happen? You're going to make the playoffs. You're not going to make the playoffs. The coach, this, that. We got it. We got it. Regular season's gone. We are here in the playoffs. It is time. Geno Smith, it's your time. You said you were written off and you've never written back. Mm-hmm. Guess what you can do? You can write back right now. By writing your name in the record books, you went into San Francisco and you took this team to the playoffs and nobody expected it, and you bounced them. And on the other side, you got a kid in Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant, my ass. He is one of the most relevant quarterbacks in this tournament. And the rest of the team is ready to win, and it's going to be pouring cats and dogs. Is this the moment for this kid to take the 49ers the next step? And then comes the Chargers. You mentioned it moments ago. Justin Herbert. So many folks were putting MVP hopes on his shoulders, and the Chargers up and down, injuries, fourth down decisions that are just weird. Guess what? They made the tournament, and they are going to face a team that boat raced them earlier in the year and showed what they can do and everybody thought they still could not do, and that is play winning football. The Jacksonville Jaguars can win a playoff game and win a playoff game at home in front of the Duval Crazies. It's Trevor Lawrence's time. We've been wondering if he can do it. So quickly, he's got it. He has arrived. It's time for Trevor Lawrence to get out there on a postseason field. Then it's time for Miami and Buffalo. Can Miami win this game when nobody expects them to? Can Buffalo win the expected when the expectations have been placed upon them since just before kickoff of week one? Giants, Daniel Jones this, Daniel Jones that. Dumped on for 4 years, one win? All's forgiven. That's how crazy the playoffs are. Minnesota Vikings, you think you're all that because you won your division? Well, guess what? So many doubts about you. Go and win this game. Go and win this game, because if the Seahawks upset somebody, you've got another home playoff game. Go win it. The Ravens, Roquan Smith getting out there. It looks like it's Tyler Huntley. Can the Bengals tell everybody, shut up with this nonsense of all those years that we're the Bengals and we're bungling? Joe Burrow is here. And everybody thinks last year was a fluke. Well, guess what? The AFC title defense is on the line. And then after that, holy crap. Dallas, after getting one and done last year, they're back with 12 wins. And Dak is going into where else but the spot that he shined in his first game back from his foot injury, his leg injury, his ankle injury in Tampa. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady in what could be his final game. That's on the line. Do the Cowboys advance and get rid of Brady maybe for good? Or does Brady tell the Cowboys you're one and done again and this whole up and down season meant nothing except it got us in the tournament and we are winning football games in January again and he's got a shot to win another one? That's what's at stake for Super Wild Card Weekend.
Super
Wild Card Weekend is here. And
let's
I'm ready.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'm ready. Question is, are you? I don't mean to yell.
Okay, you're excited.
But I'm fired up.
Super.
See you Monday.
For over 40 years, Jim Ross has been the voice of wrestling. Nobody has stories like Jim Ross, and he shares his tales with co-host Conrad Thompson on Grilling JR.
Vince McMahon was the top heel in the Attitude Era. It was a fresh character. It was new. It was material that we had not seen or heard to that date. And we could have created a bigger or better heel.
No.
And we wanted to make more heels, and we tried to make more heels, and we did. But nothing compared to Vince.
The Grilling JR Podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.